Hello and welcome to the Daily Reprieve, where we provide SA speaker meetings, workshops, and conferences in podcast format. We are an ad-free podcast. If you enjoy listening, please help us be self-supporting by going to donate.thedailyreprieve.com and drop a dollar or two into the virtual basket. Please consider donating monthly by clicking the Donate Monthly button. However, one-time donations are always welcome. Just click the Donate Now button. Now, without further ado, this episode of The Daily Reprieve.
Hi, I'm Brendan Sexaholic, and it's good morning from here. It's probably good afternoon there, but it's good to see you all again. And yeah, we're on step six today, but there is a kind of a step five and a half, which I think it's worth looking at. Is, you know, when we do step five, it tells us that, you know, and I'm going to read actually from the Big Book of AA on page 75, and it's interesting because here we have, you know, throughout the Big Book of AA, there's promises. We talk about the nine-step promises, but, you know, we saw promises in step three and throughout the book. But here it says, when we've taken step five, withholding nothing, it says, we are delighted. We can look the world in the eye. We can be alone at perfect peace and ease. Our fears fall from us. We begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. We may have had certain spiritual beliefs, but now we begin to have spiritual experience. The feeling that the drink problem has disappeared will often come strongly. We feel that we were on the broad highway, walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. So here we are. It's when we finish step five and when we've done it thoroughly, you know, withholding nothing, that says when we start to have the spiritual experience. So this is the beginning of, it's the result of doing step five, but it's leading us into the following steps. And it says, returning home, we find a place where we can be quiet for an hour, carefully reviewing what we have done. We thank God from the bottom of our heart that we know Him better. Taking this book down from our shelf, we turn to the page which contains the 12 steps. Carefully reading the first five proposals, we ask if we have omitted anything, for we are building an arch through which we shall walk a free man at last. Is our work solid so far? Are the stones properly in place? Have we skimped on the cement put into the foundation? Have we tried to make mortar without sand? So having finished step five, we're preparing ourselves to go forward into the next steps. We want to make sure that we haven't tried to rush through everything, you know, and that we're going to find ourselves, that we're leaving ourselves on shifting sands. And it's interesting, we're never going to do the perfect fourth step and fifth step. As I say, the only step that we can do perfectly to 100% is step one. And so, you know, I mentioned how I had done numerous fourth and fifth steps over the years, and I've done them in various different fellowships. And we come then to step six, and step six is just a very short paragraph in the book. You know, we've had all this work coming up to it, all these things to do, and it comes and it sort of seems, is this really a step at all? It says, if we can answer to our satisfaction the foregoing, that we have prepared ourselves well, we then look at step six. We have emphasized willingness as being indispensable. Are we now ready to let God remove from us all the things which we have admitted are objectionable? All the things which are holding us back, well, these defects of character which have been impeding us from going forward and which are really impeding us from having this meaningful relationship with our higher power. Because if I'm holding on to any of the parts of self, if I'm holding on to my right to run the show, then I can't really develop this relationship with a higher power, because I haven't really got the full faith in the higher power. I remember doing this a long time ago, and we were doing a workshop, and there was a woman there, and she said, you know, was she ready to let go of everything? And she said, well, you know, I don't know, and I said, well, what can you not let go of? I said, well, I don't know if I want to let go of lying, you know. I might not be able to get everything I want. You know, lying sort of, you know, helps me to get what I want. I may not want to let go of this sense of control over others. And sometimes, you know, backing up, I remember doing step three with somebody one time and pointing out, you know, if we ask to hand our will and our life over to a higher power, you know, that might mean certain things are going to change. And, you know, we might lose some of the things we want to hold on to, and you know, other things might come in that we don't want in our life. And I remember somebody coming back and sort of saying, yeah, I don't really know if I can do this. Yeah, I don't know if I can do it. You know, I've got a lot of property and, you know, everything's tied up in that, and I'm sort of dependent upon that, and I sort of get my income out of this property and everything. Well, what would happen if my higher power takes it away? And this is, you know, will God, won't God change the things? It's a question of trust. I'm building in this trust. If I hand this over to God, am I going to be able to accept what comes down the line? And it may not be that, you know, this is really, really what I want at all. You know, my idea was I get in the program, I do the steps, and then I get what I want. You know, I want her back. So, you know, what's going to happen? What happens if that's not in God's plan? I didn't come into this, I'll tell you, with the idea of being celibate for 15 years. That was not in the plan. You know, we're going to have a 6-month break here. And after that 6-month break, I'm going to be bad with her. There's no question about that, because, like, I'm going to be perfect because God's going to take away all my defects of character. I'm going to go back. I'm going to say, listen, you know, slight mistake here. Sorry for all the difficulties. And we're back in and everything is going the way. And, you know, what happens if that's not God's plan? So when I'm coming to step six, it might seem really, really small, but it's saying, am I really ready to go of all the things we have admitted are objectionable? Can you now take them all, every one? If we still cling to something, we will not let go. We ask God to help us be willing. And, you know, they talked about steps 10, 11, 12 being the sort of, you know, the maintenance steps we're going to carry on. But here, step 6 and 7, along with step 3, you know, handing my will and my life over to the higher power, these are ones that I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. Have I got, because things are going to come up in my life, which I'm going to say, will I hand them over? I, for instance, I have got a serious dose, or I would say a serious gift of ADHD. In other words, you know, it really affects my life in many ways, and it affects the life of people around me in many ways. And are there all these things, you know, some of these things, I'm not sure that I've decided that they're objectionable. I had a sponsor one time who was saying to me that I should pray to be free of my ADHD. And I was thinking, well, you know, hang on a minute here, you know, I actually get, there's some benefits to it. You know, I can see the world in a particular way. I like being able to see the big picture. If I ask for that to be taken away, and if order is brought more into my life, am I going to enjoy it? No. What am I going to do? What about if I give up my addiction to movies? No. I used to watch 3 movies a night, because I can't shut down. I can't shut my head down. And some of these things haven't gone away. I am consistently late. I would say pathologically late. I do watch probably more activity, more TV than I should. I have, my sponsor sent me with a boundary early on about, you know, watching things. He wouldn't sort of have me watching anything that was for 15 years above, because he just said there's going to be too many triggering sort of images in there. And do I make that all the time? I have to admit I don't. I'm not perfect. And I hear of people who have, you know, I cut out TV from my life for 10 years or more. I had no TV in my house. As a matter of fact, I didn't have a TV in my house until about a month ago, where I got a TV to watch football with my son. But I had a computer, and I had, you know, I watched videos for years. And, you know, am I supposed to say that? Because you'll hear people, you know, saying, well, no TV, I haven't got a TV, and I haven't got this, and I say, you know, God bless them and good to them. And I have worked hard on this in many ways and many times, but not everything has been taken away. Am I willing to take it away? Yeah, I am. Am I happy to think about letting it all go? Sometimes I can get a bit worried about it. You know, what would I do? What am I going to do if I'm left with just me? And yeah, this it's progress, not perfection. I have to find the boundaries. What are the things that are objectionable in me? And I have identified many, many. When I did my fifth step, you know, they talk about in the big book, they say, you know, where was I selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, or frightened? And in some cases, there, when I went through the program in AA, some people wanted to get every single defect within those four categories. And that was, you know, that looked like that was going to be a massive job on top of everything else. I ended up doing the fourth step as well with my sponsor in ASA in another system in which I identified over 250 defects of character and wrote down all these defects of character and then all the alternative virtues. And I prayed for 2 weeks. I prayed, please take away all those defects and give me all these virtues. And then I decided, what was I going to do to help this process? And what I decided to do is I better start practicing some of the virtues because I can't get rid of the defects. For instance, I just have a dishonest nature in my head. You know, if I see something that is there that could be taken, even if it be no real benefit to me, my head is sort of saying, why don't you take it? I'm saying, no, that would not be a good idea. You know, my head tells me, take. My recovery tells me, Brendan, be honest. And so I can practice the honesty. What I like to do is to practice courtesy. So, you know, a good 90% of the time or more, you know, I'll stand back and I'll open the door for somebody else. I'll stand back in the queue to get on the bus and I let everybody onto the bus. Even the young pushy fella that I want to sort of, you know, stand and get in front of. I let everybody onto the bus before me. And when I'm driving, I can be a real pain in the neck to the people behind me because I'm thinking about the people in front. So if I can get an opportunity to let somebody out in traffic in front of me, I'll take it. I'll practice what might be the virtue and leave it up to God to decide which of the defects get taken. Now, some people say that, you know, these objectionable parts that we've identified, you know, they get taken when we're truly ready to let go of them. And that may be the case. Some people would advise me and have advised me, you know, Brendan, maybe if you talk a little bit less, in work or in other opportunities, you know, that was very good, but like maybe next time you'll talk a little bit less. I do have a tendency to go on. I haven't been relieved of as much of that as perhaps would be good for me as yet. However, I like to sort of say, well, the fact that I enjoy talking or the fact that I'm prepared to go and talk and I sort of, it comes naturally to me, maybe God uses that in his own particular way. And, you know, as we'll see next week in the seven-step prayer, you know, we're asking God to take away those defects of character that impede me for being of use to him and to my fellows.
5 minutes.
Yeah. I think on this particular moment, I'm just going to practice, you know, letting go one of those potentially objectionable things of speaking too much. And I'm going to turn it over to the group and if anybody would like to share on this issue. Thank you.
you, Brendan. It is now time for sharing. There's no need to volunteer by chat message or raising a virtual hand. Please share if only you're somewhere quiet. Please don't mention others or plug anything, and let's stick to 2 minutes. Yuri, if you're happy to carry on timing.
Yes.
Angelo, are you keen to share?
Thank you, Brendan, for sharing. Yeah, I enjoyed that. Especially the honesty about, that it's about perfection or spiritual progress, not perfection. And then that there are maybe some things that I probably don't really want to let go of yet. And that step six is something that I need absolute honesty with, actually, going to my higher power and, yeah, be honest about the stuff that, you know, I can say like, I'm powerless over this and I'm powerless over that, then God, let it go. But maybe sometimes there is something inside of me that doesn't really want to let go of it. And being honest about that is helpful. It's only the right path. So what I do sometimes is just, God, I don't really want to let it go. Please help me. I pray the willingness prayer is something that I've been given. It's like, I pray for the willingness to be willing to be sober, and I can adjust it. I can say, I pray for the willingness to be willing to surrender. I pray for the willingness to be willing to do whatever God wants me to do, because I cannot do this on my own. I need the grace of my higher power. I couldn't have made myself come to SA and find the 12 step. It was God's path, and this whole defect stuff is not something that I can, it's not like a personal development program where I can make myself the super cool guy. It's just the steps help me to find a connection with God, who then does the work. But I have to be ready to and willing to, yeah, commit myself to this process. So yeah, thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Angelo. Samuel, would you like to share?
Probably a good idea to turn the recording off, Colin.
Thank you.
I would like to thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Reprieve, the best source for experience, strength, and hope for SA members. Please subscribe to this podcast to be alerted of new episodes. Please show your support by donating to The Daily Reprieve by going to donate.thedailyreprieve.com and choosing either monthly donations or a one-time donation by clicking Donate Now. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode of The Daily Reprieve.